This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to the active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, also the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working, helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the group, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That is the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things we have to offer over there. Okay, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Also, he happens to be the host of Military Matters and is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. You ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States,
of
America, and to the Republic,
for
which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and
justice
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's some breaking news that just popped up here on my screen. I got to go with breaking news, as you well know. The United States forces, the United States military, is now currently training Ukrainian soldiers in how to use the Switchblade drones. Now, it's not saying where they're doing that. It's just saying they're training them.
Yeah, that training. Of course, we have been training some Ukrainians. We did prior to this war as well, so that's not surprising. And
it's not surprising at all, but what's surprising to me is the fact that they came out and said they're training them. I just would have kept my mouth shut. That's just me.
Yeah, I would think so. We know it. Russians know it. Ukrainians know it. It wasn't necessary, and we didn't have to be explicit about what we're training them on. That's the worst part. I mean, you can talk about, we're increasing our efforts. We're actually providing training wherever, whether it's in Poland or whatever, but I agree with you. It wasn't necessary to be explicit about what we were training them on. That's probably not as smart as it ought to be.
No. Now, Colonel, I'm going to go over to Texas, and I'm going to talk about Texas Congressman Chip Roy, who has slammed the Democrats for supporting the mind-boggling ending of the Title 42 provision, which is basically going to open the border wide open, and all these people are going to just flood Texas, a couple of locations anyway, and they're going to have more than they can handle, so they're going to be in bad shape. But there's also something else that we need to talk about, and that's the DEA. They're warning of a nationwide spike in fentanyl-related mass overdose deaths as the border crisis rages on and gets worse.
Yeah, I tell you what, in the global picture, in addition to the threat of China still being the number one threat to the world and the United States, but that our southern border continues to be and is getting worse a national security threat.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are more oblivious than we ought to be to that, and the fact that there's not a bigger stink being made across the board, the media and others, about that, you know, renouncing this title. It's just, it's hard to defend that. It's hard to make an argument that that is a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Florida District 1, and Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin go back and forth at it in a congressional hearing a couple days ago. And General Austin was getting really upset with Gaetz, and he wanted to know where Gaetz was getting his information from about the stuff that he was talking about. And Gaetz talked about that they had blown it with the hypersonic missiles because they hadn't told anybody about the tests and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And and also wanted to know where he found out about that from. Well, Gaetz was honest about everything, what he said, and where he found out about it was an article that suddenly appeared yesterday in Bloomberg that the hypersonic missiles had been tested and were being developed, and they were way behind. They were supposed to come out for use in September, and that wasn't going to happen either. They wouldn't be around until next year sometime.
Yeah. You know, you got to maintain peace through strength, and that's one of the things that we've lost sight of in this little over a year in the current administration, is that some things we could have done that were actual deterrents we failed to do. Our enemies know that. Unfortunately, the American people have been kept from knowing that. But, hey, it's the Defense Department folks themselves that inform and educate guys like Matt Gaetz and the Congress. And that was commented on earlier, and that's absolutely true. And Matt Gaetz, I mean, he's got his certain style and gosh, but, you know, he was speaking truth on that. We're behind the power curve. And despite the fact he says, yeah, back in March, we revealed that we tested one. Well, we're still a day late and a dollar short there. And, if you want to talk deterrence and not having to spend billions and billions of dollars on countering, enemy efforts across the globe, one way to do that is to, you know, you can speak softly, but carry that big sword.
All right. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in Bradenton.
All right, and I got a special treat for everybody that's going to come out to Mixon's today to meet me from 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to have our guest, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, right there with us, aren't we, sir?
Captain, I'll be there. I got a busy day, and it's all veteran-related, and meeting with other veterans that are also plugged in, as we are, with the politics and all that. Hard to separate the two. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to lunch with the captain this at noon.
You know, I got to talk about something here, because you can't not talk about China. Somewhere along the line with all this stuff that's going on in Ukraine and around the world. And China is up to their eyeballs in all of this, aren't they?
Yeah, Captain. You know, the day after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on December 8th, we declared war on Japan. In pretty short order after that, we declared war on the rest of the Axis powers. We have long been in an economic and diplomatic war with today's Axis powers, led by Russia and China. And here's the conundrum we're in, and it needs to be talked about. A protracted war in Ukraine is to the advantage of China. It may or may not be, depending on how he plays his cards, to the advantage of Putin. But things that we are doing are helping to protract that war. There are forces in the United States government, and there are those that influence the United States government and has been under the current administration that will play full board, and we're on board with that, with going against Russia and the atrocities it's committing in Ukraine, but at the same time ignoring the economic and diplomatic efforts that ought to be taken against China, who is one of the mainstayers that will keep Russia in this and calling the shots on how it wants to do this. in the Ukraine, because there's a couple things said. One is to the advantage of some for there to be a protracted war in Ukraine. And what I'm not seeing, and I agree with some of the commentators I'm seeing, what I'm not seeing is an administrative plan and a Department of Defense plan that says, here is how we, our strategy for accelerating this war, and it is more than just simply spending billions of dollars more on weapons and other items for Ukraine. That's part of it. That's it. But we can do that from now to doomsday. But if we continue to do that, we go into debt, and then we go into debt. How do we finance that debt? Well, we get loans from countries like China, which makes them money. And then China, in turn, is able to finance and help its ally, its Axis ally, Russia, to fight an even more protracted war in Ukraine. That is lunacy, and we can't forget that. And so we've got to continue, and we've got to put the screws, the economic and diplomatic screws on China, too, and not be too taken up with Russia. And I say that in a little bit different way than what how it was done in the past couple of years. But that's important that we do that. And I think we've lost sight about that. And we're starting to focus almost entirely on the military solution right there, which really may lead to more of a protracted war. And there are economic and diplomatic tools that we're not using to include things that we're falling short of and that we're allowing the administration not to go with that, to include with Russian oil. And China is they are the kingpin here. And Russia very much is relying upon their support, continued support. We got to figure out how to leverage to go against that so that we can come up with a strategy to accelerate and help Ukraine to win its war, other than just feeding billions of dollars to them with no end in sight in Ukraine.
Well, we have a couple of things going on here. One of them is the fact that the Democrats just denied the Republicans' motion to subpoena Hunter Biden. The GOP members of the committee wrote on Twitter, they refuse to hold Hunter accountable for his shady business dealings that made us more dependent on China for renewable energy. It's past time for accountability. And, of course, this comes in light of the fact that the fellow with the laptop, one of the three laptop computers and the hard drives from Hunter's computers is in Switzerland. And yesterday he said he had recovered more than 120,000 deleted emails, 80,000 images, and a huge cache of new data.
Yeah, I don't know that President Biden is lucid enough mentally to realize what trouble he is in, because it's becoming increasingly impossible to separate. Well, it always was impossible, but increasingly impossible for those that look the other way, ignored this, or downplayed this, and called the rest of us fools for saying that there was a story here. But the connections between father and son is going to become more and more clear as we go along. And, you know, I've already said I know that I don't think Biden's going to be running in 2024. I don't think that he's politically viable to do that. I don't think his vice president is either.
Nope.
So the Democrats have got to play this up because they got to prepare the battlefield for whoever they're going to drum up to take on the Republican nominee.
Make way for the mayor. although Hillary's going to try to get in. Okay, we got a couple of callers. Let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
Yes, Mary from St. Petersburg.
Good morning. I'd like to, instead of blaming other countries for a while, I'd like to hear a little information, please, on the military-industrial complex that we have, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon that we have, and all the rhinos that are still in place, making it almost look like a uniparty instead of a two-party system. And I think that's where a lot of the problems are, not blaming other countries. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, go on, Colonel.
I do have thoughts on that. One is, our two-party system is part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's right to an extent because part of what I talked about with fighting an extended war in Ukraine is being fed by what Eisenhower warned us about, multi-industrial complex.
Yep.
That is a problem, and we need to be mindful of that.
Yep.
And Republicans are split on that. I wouldn't say it's rhinos versus that, because some of the people that are rhinos and some issues are not on others, and right there. So she's not wrong. That is something we need to be mindful of and remind ourselves of, is what's being driven by money and profits,
mm-hmm.
and what is the right thing to do. We've got to find a three-pronged thing: economics, diplomacy, and the war on the ground,
mm-hmm.
which is Ukrainians mainly to win and win it.
Yeah, and after what the Russians did to the Ukrainians, 5,000 bodies so far in Mariupol, and we don't even know how many. They're into the 500-600 range over there in Bucha. We don't even know the rest of it. It's going to get really bad. Okay, we got one more caller. We'll try to get him in before the break. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel. Would it not be, I heard you speak about China. Would you not agree, or just out your opinion, that $1 billion would buy you the Oval Office? And maybe that's the reason why there's nothing being said about China.
Could be. Thank you. Yeah. You know, we do know that the Bidens were given not $1 billion. It was in the billions over the years. They were up to like $8 billion and counting over the last 25, 30 years. And by the way, can you stick around another segment?
Captain, be happy to.
Okay, so go ahead, because you're going to run out of time, but give it a shot anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. I reinforced the point I made. We can't forget about China. And you're absolutely right. Your observations about the amount of money that Chinese have done that. And, of course, I read an article, too, about how Biden had to actually encouraged on behalf of China, a student here, and wrote a letter of recommendation for this student to be admitted to be educated and get a job here on behalf of China. Interesting. Small things like that escape the public notice for a reason.
Yeah, and the other thing is that there's a lot of finger-pointing going on here, but not a lot of factual pointing going on, if you get my drift. And everybody's entitled to...
That's pretty direct.
Yeah.
There's no drift, Dad. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but, you know, we get this editorialized news that keeps coming out of some of these places, and for the life of me, I don't understand why people waste their time with some of these websites, because they're trash. It's just garbage.
Yeah, people pick and choose which liars that they want to latch on to.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. And some of us do a lot of work to verify what we're putting out on the airwaves and in print, because we don't want our name to get slandered or say, well, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. No, we do know what we're talking about. All right, Colt.
It's the service you provide on Captain America's Third Watch.
You're right, and you're one of them. Okay, hold on, sir. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in Brady.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6th, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping to get my life back, you know, get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers. The West has condemned it as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, very probably war crimes, end quote. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota, who we'll see for lunch as well at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. Hope to see you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And I've been taking Relief Factor religiously now for going on 7 years. And the reason I take it is simple. It works. Now, I do have a problem, and it's something that I have to live with my left foot, ankle, and leg, as well as my right foot and leg when it does decides to do the same thing. But it'll swell up, and it'll start to hurt. And then next thing you know, you got a knee hurting, you got a hip hurting, you got a back hurting, all related, that stuff, all related. And the reason that I take this product, Relief Factor, is because it works. It's part of my integrated health plan every day of the week to stop the inflammation and the swelling problem that I have. And it works. It really works. And that's because the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support that response, body's natural response to inflammation, and lowers or eliminates the pain that you're with by going right straight to the source. Best part, 100% drug-free. Second best part, it's actually good for you. It's actually good for you. It's like taking a vitamin supplement to help you with your problem. And number three, it only costs $19.95 to get it all started. That's it. And it won't cost you a dime more if that's all you want to spend, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. No join the club, no get this, get that. $19.95 gets you started for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, and you'll have it. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, and the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, which is quite an interesting group. I've met a lot of the members there, and they're a very jovial bunch.
Yeah, Captain, and two nights ago I went up and I spent with our newly chartered county group out of the Hillsborough County Republican Liberty Caucus, and that's exciting. I get juiced listening to new groups getting started and laying the groundwork and seeing how they do things and applying to what we do. But I appreciate you mentioning that, and also the military matters thing. It means a lot to me, and all those things are important. And I hopefully to provide a service to the community and our state.
Well, you do a very good job at it. And years ago, when I took over for Captain Tripp, who got his orders to go to Afghanistan and then later lost his life, KIA, I took over as the temporary host for a Department of Defense program called Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, and it was a weekly program that we had, and I enjoyed that very much, and I was just honored to be able to be put in that position. But anyway, it was what it was. Okay, I'm going to talk about something here. You've heard about this unit, the Unit 51460 of the 64th Separate Motorized Rifle Brigade. You've heard their name thrown around the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, I have, and I heard your discussion early on that. Yeah, very interesting.
Well, the thing that makes it interesting is that this is a unit that was reportedly Mbuka by people that recognized the insignia and were able to pass that along to people that were hiding, by the way, that were passing along what was going on. They heard the gunshots. They saw some of their neighbors get killed. It was just an unfortunate thing. And it sounds like as if this may have been the unit, and I could be wrong, but this may have been the unit that was sent in to find Zelensky.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, and regardless, people can talk about that and say that some of this is fabricated and all that, but you can't ignore the face on the ground, and people say, well, you need to check independent fact checkers. Well, you've got, and I've got, the folks on the ground out there, and it's not just media folks, it's not just military folks, it's just human beings.
Yep.
They're living with this, mm-hmm. So we know. And so I think you may well be correct in your what now we suspect to be the case, and I think truth will be revealed. You know, they say that the first casualty of war is the truth, but time reveals the truth, and that may be a truth.
I talked to an aid worker who was in this vicinity. That's the way I'll leave that one. Who was in this vicinity? Who also was cut off and hiding out. And was observing some of what I just got done saying. So that's where part of this comes from. But we also have the American Red Cross and a convoy that was stopped with supplies that were coming to Kiev that were coming, plainly marked American Red Cross, and they captured the convoy people, and they've got them. The Russians took them. I don't know where they took them. But they got the convoy and the supplies, and I'm not sure where that's going to go. But, again, under the terms of the Geneva Convention, that is a war crime.
Yeah, Captain, and I've talked about before two independent sources that I rely on. One is some missionaries that my wife and I are familiar with over there. They're totally independent. They're on their own. They've been there for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
They confirm what we talk about. And second, I'll be having breakfast with them here in a couple hours. I got a Marine who's Polish. And he's got a bunch of family in Poland and Ukraine. In fact, 15 members of his extended family had to be evacuated out of Mariupol.
Mm.
And he has independently confirmed in what it is. So, folks who say, hey, this is fabricating all that, nonsense. We don't rely on just the word of one group. And I've got absolute confidence. I sleep well at night knowing that that this is truth and things the contrary are not.
No, and I do not depend on anything the Russians have to say. I know better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust anybody at their own word when they do that. Even the Ukrainians, Zelensky, they've got a reason, and I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting for their life to do that. But when I see things that they say being verified by And a better source than I have.
I'm gonna go to the phone lines, and I know we've got Eric from Tennessee on the line, and I'm gonna take 2 minutes, America, because if I don't, you're not gonna have time. So, Eric, good morning, and you got 2 minutes.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Good morning, Colonel. Hey, real quick, yes, there's a lot of hyperbole going on from many of the websites across the spectrum, both pro and anti, this, that, and the other, and I get that. Hey, here's the thing. All of a sudden, it's whatever 5440 or whatever the number is that's coming out. It's quote unquote been confirmed and this, that, and the other. Here's the thing. A lot of this quote unquote confirmatory information is coming out from Ukrainian and British intelligence sources. That the first time I was doing a little fact checking on this Buka incident regarding who's doing what, the sniper brigade. Okay, that came out about a day and a half after the Western media began broadcasting, you know, war crimes on Sunday. Okay, this massacre out of Buka. Now, I'm definitely not saying it did not happen. And I'm definitely not saying it might be this special unit by this open source intelligence gathering. Okay. Number one, no one knows because they're not seeing the raw intelligence of what's going on. I understand that there are people in battle zones and downrange that are quote unquote witnesses to this. Okay, from everything I've gathered, everyone still had their cell phones while the Russians were occupying this area. And I understand there are sniper units and counter-sniper units going on. And many of those counter-sniper units that are going on in this Charlie Foxtrot downrange that's going on, they are these hardened, battle-proven regiments and brigade. I'm not sure the exact makeup. Right, okay. That have been trained and have been doing this in eastern Ukraine, in Donbass and in Stugat region of Ukraine. They've been doing
this. Okay, well, you got 10 seconds because I'm going to have to let you go.
The situation is this. I'm going to check fire and hold fire on any of this, who's doing what, for the next couple of years, because that's how long it's going to take for an international investigation of a nonpartisan, independent investigation to go on. Because again, they're still charging people with war crimes.
All right. But I got to let you go because we're going to run out of time. All right. Thank you. Okay. That's Eric in East Tennessee. And of course, he is a veteran colonel. And I realized that if there was 15 minutes, we'd make it into 20, but we don't have that. So we got about 30 seconds.
I don't have a problem with him being skeptical. We should all be skeptical,
sure,
too. But, hey, whether it's 2,000, 3,000, whoever's responsible, one thing I agree with him, I think that whether it's a special unit or not, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's very clear that the Russian units are indisciplined, and whether they're following the orders of commanders or not, they are not under control. And they are doing things to whatever extent that we would not want any of our forces to do. We expect them to be in trouble. And there will be war crimes to prosecute here. I have no doubt.
Okay, Colonel, I will see you for lunch today. Have a great day, and thanks for sticking around. A little extra time there.
Okay, catch you soon, Captain.
All righty, and there you go, folks. That's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We appreciate him very much giving his opinion on what's going on, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much. That would be none other than the original Jeff in Sarasota, who we'll see for lunch today over at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farm retail store. And we have a good time there. A lot of people show up, and you can be one of them, too. I'm there at 11:30. I'm there till 1:30. Stop on by and try the Captain's Club. Now, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is stop by the store and see Jill and the gang, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, again, 941-922-2345 is the number. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. They are absolutely the best at what they do, and I will guarantee you that one. They definitely lead the way when it comes to blinds and shutters. Now, I want to mention a couple things here before I go a different path. Coronavirus, the lockdown in China, is preventing the Chinese farmers from planting corn. Now, that may not sound like much, but wait till I tell you what's involved. More evidence of a looming food crisis in China has emerged from the agricultural province of Jilin, as farmers said coronavirus lockdowns have prevented them from planting any corn. Now, the South China Morning Post quoted Jilin farmers who said their fields have been neglected for so long that planting in time for the next harvest has become impossible. Now, no one is allowed to go out, and the agricultural stores have no seeds or fertilizers. And even if they had, farmers can't go out to buy them anyway. Now, analysts noted that road traffic to Jilin is down by almost 87% compared to last year, which suggests the necessary equipment and supplies might not be on hand to begin with when planting season begins in late April. The province normally supplies about 10% of China's corn. Well, that's not going to happen this year. That is not going to happen this year. And here's something, if you didn't hear it earlier, I'm going to bring Greg Cruxton into the meal here, into the story. So, Greg, take it away.
Vowing to ratchet up the pain on Vladimir Putin, the president announced new sanctions, which include the blocking of two key Russian banks.
We're locking down any accounts, any funds that those banks hold in the United States. They'll not be able to touch any of their money.
The U.S. sanctions also singled out Putin's family, targeting his two adult daughters. The United Kingdom quickly followed suit with more economic sanctions of its own. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Wow. Wow. So much for Vladdy's daughters and their money. I guess they won't do that again, huh? Okay, good morning, Fred. Fred, of course, is down in... he's from Fort Lauderdale, but he's vacationing down at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. And good morning to Fred. Fred asks a question. He said, why do the White House correspondents agree to sanitize questions approved in advance? And then I'll read what he said about Peter Ducey. He said, also, that includes Peter Ducey. Why do they agree the White House pre-approved questions should be submitted in advance? Plus, for the 10th time, we need to hear directly from our elected officials and not a mouthpiece. Well, no arguments there, Fred, on hearing from the officials, but they have press secretaries, and that's what they do. They go out there, and they are the go-between so that the leader, whoever, doesn't have to go out and do that. They all do it, so I guess that doesn't make it right, but they all do it. And why does the White House agree, or why do the reporters agree to pre-approve questions? Because the White House sets up the rules. Now, the press can try to hang around, and ask a question and try to yell things at people and all that sort of stuff. But if you want to be in the White House pool, and I have a White House press pass. If you wanted to be in the White House pool, you had to agree to everything they said, even if they told you to jump 10 foot high, hopping on one foot. You had to agree to everything they said, or it wasn't going to happen. Now, Fred goes on to say, we saw Joe the other day with a note in his hand with the questions and his responses. Why? Because Joe, of all people, doesn't want to get anything screwed up, and he's got prepared questions for the people that are going to ask him. He also knows he's going to ask right off the bat. It's when he goes off script, he gets into trouble. And he's also got answers to the questions that are being asked. He's prepared for that. And again, that's because of the problem that he has, suffering from whatever he's suffering from, whether it's dementia or some other something, but his cognitive state is definitely not what it was. So, Fred, I hope that answers that for you. But, Fred, it's not a good answer, Fred. There are no good answers here, but it's the answer. And that's what they're doing. And that's, by the way, you are listening to me on my flagship station, which is an answer station. Now, before I get to the caller, which I will in just a second here, I got one more thing to say. Matt Gaetz. Kudos to Matt Gaetz for going toe-to-toe with the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, about the hypersonic missiles. And Matt Gaetz was right. He was spot on, accurately, 199% right when he talked about the fact that there was a cover-up and we weren't getting the information about the hypersonic missiles. And, of course, so Austin didn't like the question. He didn't like anything about it. And you could tell he was visibly upset, if you would, to the point of being probably mad. And I just think that it should be pointed out that what Matt Gaetz said was absolutely true, because he's been accused in the past of saying some things that might not necessarily be correct. Now, get ready, because we got a treat coming your way. Get ready. This is our time in the morning when we do this, and I'm getting the intro lined up here. Here it comes, so get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if you haven't called your Democrat radical left-wing senator and told them that you'll do everything in your power to make sure that that left-wing radical doesn't get elected to the Supreme Crooks, and you'll make sure that that senator, like, and your Democrat senator, you'll do everything in your power to stop them, then you're not doing your job as an American citizen. Okay? I come against the forces of Satan, the CNBC, the CNN, and all the rest of you clowns trying to promote this fraud. Every time the cops have a sting, they arrest like 100 people for soliciting underage minors. Sick people, crap. If you vote for this unholy piece of crap in Chicago, New York, you better get your senator off of there and make sure that that senator never goes and represents your state again. We'll never go to your state, you unholy piece of garbage. Okay? Donald, toughen up. Let's wake up. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior and tell the Senate that Donald Trump got us oil independence and we don't have to buy from anybody else. And it's not. And we don't need fossil fuels, you bunch of crooks. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. That's the audience consensus. That's the audience. And we got thumbs up coming from the control room over here. Yep. You hit a home run there, Todd. He's getting better at this. He also understands his cue, so I don't have to get that. I don't have to explain that anymore. But we put that little piece together for him so that he can come in and do what he does. And, you know, this is something we've done for a while, 60 Seconds with Todd. Some of you like it, some of you don't. But, hey, too bad. We do it the last part of the show so that you got a little something to have some fun with for the rest of the day. Remember, whether you choose to do so or not, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But, as they say, not necessarily their own facts. All right, I'm going to be down in Bradenton today. Mixon's Roadside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to seeing the gang down there. Stop out by and have a good time with us. The food is great. The Captain's Club is tremendous. God bless America. See you later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.